From NPR News, it's Day to Day. The Federal Election Commission meets tomorrow to decide whether Republican presidential hopeful John McCain broke campaign finance laws. Earlier this year, he withdrew from the public financing system for his primary campaign. Joining us is Marketplace's John Dimsdale. John, what are the issues before the Federal Election Commission tomorrow?
Well, last year, when John McCain's campaign was struggling, both politically and financially, he opted to join the public financing system for the 2008 primaries. And that entitled his campaign to receive public funds to match his private fundraising. In return, he had to agree to a $54 million spending limit for the primaries. Now, as we all know, McCain's campaign began to take off after the New Hampshire primary, so he decided to opt out and use private money instead, which was a pretty good idea since he's raised more than $170 million for the primaries without the public financing limits.
So he never actually did take public financing, but he committed to take it, and then he changed his mind. What's wrong with that?
Well, David Donnelly, the director of Campaign Finance Watch, says that there have been candidates in the past who've pulled out of the system before.
But no one has done it this late and done it by themselves without getting a vote of the FEC, the Federal Elections Commission, first.
Now, Senator McCain has a pretty good argument for why he didn't get a vote of the FEC. At the time he wanted to pull out, the commission didn't have enough members to make a quorum. And that's why most people, Donnelly included, expect the commission to give McCain retroactive permission.
So this is a little bit of a pro forma vote, but it's an important principle. Candidates should not be able to opt out of the system without getting the approval that they haven't broken the law.
If it's pro forma, John, why do the Democrats think they have any case at all against Senator McCain at the Election Commission?
Well, late last year, the McCain campaign did get a couple of loans worth about $3 million, and there's some question about whether the campaign used the promise of its public finances to secure the loans. If they were using future federal matching funds as collateral, that would preclude the candidate's right to opt out. Now, McCain says he did not use the federal funds and instead put up other campaign assets, like its fundraising list, for example, as collateral. But, you know, Barack Obama's campaign cannot claim the high ground here because Senator Obama, a strong advocate of public financing who pledged to participate this year, will forego spending limits in the general election, which frees him to spend all of the $340 million he's raised so far. But that makes him the first major party presidential candidate to not participate in a system that he says he supports.
John Dimsdale of Public Radio's Daily Business Show Marketplace. Thank you, John.